Bubbly.
Welcome back to K-Pop Parade. Hey guys, this is the podcast where Trinity and Abby, that's us.
That's me.
We sit and talk about all things K-pop, be it comebacks, news, and quote-unquote scandals, and whatever else we can fit into an episode. Mm-hmm. My name is Trinity.
And I'm Abby, from earlier.
And today, we are going to hit a few comebacks, and then we're going to talk about some stuff that makes me really sad.
It's got seven.
GOT7 makes me sad. But also really happy. So we'll get to that in a minute.
Yes.
So first let's hit some comebacks. And first we're going to start with... So, Sejun, first of all, that's what I want to start with, is Sejun. He was the star of this comeback for me.
Oh, no, I forgot that you're learning their names. I don't know anybody's names.
That's okay. You don't have to know everybody's names.
That I love them.
God, this album was so good.
And might I say, it is a full album. It's not one of them pansy-mansy mini albums.
Pansy-mansy. I love it. How did you feel about this song?
I liked it a lot. There wasn't much going on for like a theme specifically in the music video. It's got a nice Latin flair. However, I do think Circle should have been the title track instead of what I said. I mean, I like the trumpets. The trumpets are nice, but Circle is just so good. I made an effort to listen to the whole album, so it's fantastic. There's like 13 tracks, I think. Oh, so good. There's only like two I didn't add.
It's so nice to get like a full album and yes, to be able to listen to more than just four songs.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked this as the title track. I think that I really loved the brass and Latin feel behind it. Like you mentioned, that was the first thing that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. I was just a huge fan of this song, and it was super cool. Victon has such a cool range of vocals, and this is kind of the quote-unquote different sound in K-pop that I've been missing. I feel like everything's kind of felt meh, the same.
I think each comeback, Victon has explored just a little bit different. They've kind of stuck with the dark theme, but for Howling, it was kind of really mellow. And then for Mayday, it was more hip-hop. And for then this one, it's dark, but it's Latin. So, I mean, they're making their journey.
And it's great to see. It's great to see the variety, and not a lot of groups necessarily do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As we will talk about with MC&D.
MC&D. God. Why must you do this to me?
I felt like, you know, the video wasn't anything super unique.
No.
But Victon is full of visuals, first of all.
For sure. I don't know any other names, but they are.
They are
I know one's name. No, I lost it. Never mind. Han Sung-woon?
Yes, Sung-woon, because he's the one that had the solo.
Got it! I did it.
You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But I thought the song was wonderful. Chess was my favorite B-side.
I disagree. Followed
by Circle. Circle was my second. And the whole album is absolutely wonderful. I think this really like solidified my Alice fandom. It was just
fan freaking
test. Yeah, they're Alice.
Aww.
And it's like always love the voice is what it stands for. So A L, and then the I C E is from voice.
Oh, whatever. Okay. And Circle was my favorite B side, and then We Stay was my second favorite B side. It was a great outro.
The whole album was just so good.
It was very good.
The whole album was so good.
Stan Victon.
Stan Victon. Please, Stan Victon.
Stan Victon.
Now let's talk about something I wasn't overly impressed by.
McKendy.
So MCND came back with their song Crush. Oh my god. Dance like boom downtown. Yeah, like boom downtown. Let's hit it, throw the ma. Down meet ya, oh my gosh. Bounce like boom downtown. Yeah, like boom downtown.
Listen, it is Ice Age. It's the same exact thing as Ice Age. Which I liked, and yeah, like, these music videos haven't really been making any sense, but the song is catchy, and the weird thing about it is, like, I don't usually like songs like Crush, but it's very catchy, and the one sign is, like, dancing like Wudong Tang, or something, or bouncing like Wudong Tang, and I'm like, okay, we can bounce,
it's let's whatever. Bounce,
like, you're, like, 13, but we can bounce. That's not true. I will not bounce with a 13-year-old, but still.
Thank you.
The mini album was less impressive, although I did like their ballad, which was called Louder, ironically.
That's because you're a slut for ballads.
Damn right I am. But it's not all I listen to. Just so you know.
I liked it. I didn't think it was, like, stellar, but I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah, it's just catchy.
And it is interesting to me that you liked this, because you could have told me this was...
I'm not sure what they're doing to me.
You could have told me this was NCT, and I would have believed you up until I realized I didn't recognize the vocals. And you don't like NCT, so it's interesting to me that you really like this.
It's just, okay, I really like it's pushing it. It's catchy. Music video didn't make any sense.
Yeah, Space Toilets was weird.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know.
I think for me, the biggest issue I had was I really wanted some super powerful vocals, and it just kind of felt like I was being talked to.
That I agree with. Yeah, their chorus is kind of talky.
And so they're very talented kids, and I say kids because they are kids.
They are kids.
Like I said, the Space Toilets was weird to me, but anything to be different, I guess.
I don't... Well, at this point, their differentness is all the
right.
same.
Right, and I think that's what I'm Does most frustrated sense? Like, with.
Like, the outrageous random things that they're doing, they're all doing outrageous random things, so you're just like, ugh, can you just be beige for once?
Can you just be beige? Okay, that's hilarious.
Like, specifically in the one we talk about next... For the love
okay,
of God.
So let's talk about Treasure. They Treasure. Came back with their like, song by Treasure. It's gonna be alright. Come on.
Was a needlessly expensive music video. Like, if you watch it, not barring the song completely aside, each member had a dedicated set and storyline. So, like, you're following, and then we switch, and you're like, well, hold on. And then we switch again, and, like, someone's getting, like, kidnapped or beat up, and then we switch again, and then he's in, like, a pile of presents, and, like, it's so elaborate, and I had no idea what was going on, and it didn't match the general R&B vibe of this song. And then,
yeah, it was a cutesy music video for...
Was it cutesy though? It was just so random.
You know, it was kind of like a rainbow unicorn acid trip.
It was an acid trip. That's what it was. It was just flip, like, and each had their own, you know, movie, and then you were flipping through the channels, and you're like, what is going on?
That's a good explanation. It feels like you're flipping through random channels mm-hmm. of just trying to find something to watch, and that was this music video.
Yeah, and confession time is that I haven't really liked a single thing that Treasure has put out. This song isn't bad. Music video is dumb, but the song isn't bad. I guess they're just not going to be for me. Like, I listened to the whole album as well, and I didn't add a single one.
And see, that's totally fair. I think that that's fair. I mean, not every group is for everyone, and I think that that's okay. And I think that that's something that people miss a lot, is that you don't have to like every single group.
It's true.
And I think that that's something that people miss, that just because a song comes out, you have to like it. I feel like that's a very general feeling in K-pop these days, is people feel like they have to like everything just because it's K-pop.
Or just because it's your fave. You can dislike songs that are by your fave. You can do that.
We know. We are both huge EXO fans. Yes. And we haven't really liked some EXO stuff that they had last year. And so it's...
Wolf is a terrible song.
Take that. You take that back.
Wolf is a terrible song.
You take that back. I will always stand by Wolf. Ugh. I really didn't like Lucky One by EXO, and to be honest, it was really the music video that I didn't like, and that made me dislike the song, so I literally can't listen to the song because of the music video. Yeah,
that happens but, like, to me sometimes.
You don't have to like everything a group puts out, and mm-hmm. I've liked Treasure. I've liked what they've put out. I think they're super fun and bright. I think because they're a younger group as well, I think they are what I want from TXT, and I don't get.
Oh, I'm the opposite. Give me TXT all day long.
I know. I think part of it, too, is I'm so used to, like, dark, angsty, sexy male music videos, because that's a lot of what we get these days.
Yes, and this that's was so just, true.
It caught us off guard. I thought it was fun and unique and different.
Like I said, it can be fun. Just everybody's being fun at this point.
I will say, every time I see this title, my brain immediately goes, "My Treasure!" Like, by 18s.
Oh, I always think Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's fair, too. Treasure. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about G-Idol.
So, I guess we've been saying this wrong. Yeah, it's just Idol.
Which I don't understand. Why is the G silent?
Because it's in parentheses.
That doesn't make sense, but go off, I guess.
I like Idol. I know they're controversial and blah, 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 but I really like them. However, there is one thing that truly annoys the snot out of me when it comes to Idol's title tracks. And it's that Soyeon, their leader, has every single line. She sings the first verse. She sings the second verse. She sings the rap. She sings the bridge. She sings it all. Nobody else gets anything but the chorus and pre-chorus. And it's not fair. It happened in Dum-de-dum-de? Is that what that was called?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. It happened in
Dum-de-dum-de. This shows you how much I don't stand G-Idol. Or Idol. I'm probably going to call them G-Idol forever. It is what it
That's
is.
That's fine. That's how it's spelled. It happened in Dum-de-dum-de. It happened in I Burn. It happened in Lion. Like, it just keeps happening. It's just not fair. And I'm a Yuki stan, so I want to hear my beautiful alto. Soyeon's nice and all, but can you step aside, please, ma'am? There's a little bit of controversy surrounding this particular music video because Blackpink fans, Blinks, were freaking out because they said Idol was plagiarizing Blackpink. And listen, this is ridiculous. You guys are ridiculous. They said this song was plagiarizing How You Like That. Could they be more different? Could they?
They are very different.
What? And apparently it's because Blackpink has a monopoly on dancing on a frozen lake. And,
you know, guys, they don't.
Guys, come on. I know we like to defend them.
But yes. not everything is an attack on another group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In regards to the music video, it was very pretty, very aesthetic, and also kind of tame for them. After, you know, My God or Oh God, everything's going to be tame after that. And it does end abruptly, which I was upset about.
You do hate that.
I do hate that. But I like it. I like them, and I think I added a couple of their songs. Dahlia was interesting from their music video. And then they had another song called Han, and even though their debut song was called Han, this is a different Han.
Make it make sense.
I don't know. But it was also a good Han. Both of the Hans were good, so.
Both of the Hans. See, I have a friend named Han, and so it's weird to.
Shout out to Han.
Shout out to Han. Hi, Han.
Hi, Han.
You know, I really liked the first Han when it dropped. Mm-hmm. That was their debut. And I was a really huge fan. I haven't really liked anything they've done since. Yuki has such a cool voice. I get why you're a Yuki bias, because her voice is incredible. Other than that, I thought the video was pretty. I thought I liked the song enough, but I didn't feel any other way really towards it. It was really nothing special to me.
I think comparatively, it was, you know, like I said, pretty tame. So I can understand that.
I think tame is a good word for it. And maybe, like, even though I'm not a huge fan of their music all of the time, I think I've always really liked their videos. Mm-hmm. Because their videos have always really stood out.
Yes.
I just, I don't know. It wasn't really anything for me.
That's okay.
And that's so okay. You don't have notes on this one, but I will talk about something that really, really impressed me, but then it didn't.
You know what doesn't impress me?
What?
Their name.
Yeah, so there's actually a reason behind their name.
I don't care. It's not impressive.
So it's this group is T1419 or
T1419. What a mouthful.
And the reason that their name is what it is, is it stands for Teenagers 14 through 19.
Oh my God.
And so it's supposed to express their passions with music. It's a reference to concept of boys, you know, in this age group and how they cope with life, which is hilarious.
Because I'm going to bang my head against the wall.
The oldest member is 21.
Definitely.
He's not even a teenager. But first of all, when you're watching this video, I was like, that curly redhead kid is a toddler. And I looked them up, and he was born in 2004.
At least 16. He's not 14.
That's true. But he looks like he is 11.
Oh, man.
And so I don't know when teenagers started looking like infants to me, but I guess that's what happens when you're almost 30.
Probably when you had an infant.
That's true. So the 9-member group debuted under MLD on January 11th, 2020. I had the same problem with this song that I had with Ace's song Savage. And I'm a huge Ace fan at this point. Like,
You hate that song, though.
I do. And it's the same problem that I had with Savage, in that I loved the chorus, like, up to the chorus. And then the chorus really, really undid my liking for this a lot. I felt like the sounds in the background became really overwhelming. And I ran into that with Chain, the Japanese song by NCT. I felt like the background was just so overwhelming. Other than that, I liked the hip-hop feel. The use of minor bits of auto-tune was actually kind of a cool feeling of the song. And they mixed neon with dark aesthetics, and I appreciated that because it wasn't just like the dark, angsty music video. They added some pop of color, which was nice. I liked it. It just wasn't like, you know, the chorus made me stop paying attention for a minute.
That sounds about right.
So, you know, it happens and it's okay, but I'm interested to see what else they come with.
It's a dumb name. Guys, it's a dumb name.
If you don't know, if you haven't listened to this podcast, if this is your first time listening, Abby has a huge problem with names.
It's not a problem. I just think you have the whole world. The world is your oyster. You can pick anything. And you pick teenagers between the 14 and 19. That's what you picked for your international debut? Come on.
You have to think about ATs. Their name is supposed to represent everything teenagers like.
That's fine, but ATs is a unique and created name. This is one letter and four numbers. Dumb.
Super valid. So we mentioned Ace, and I just want to talk real quick about the Ace Steve Aoki Thutmos collab. Is that how you say that? Thutmos? That's how it's spelled. So that's how I'm going to say it. Super excited. And then
you were expecting another mic drop?
Yeah. And we were expecting something new. I know Choice, which is the fandom name, was kind of like, oh, it's just a remix of Favorite Boys, but dope because working with Steve Aoki is a huge deal. And I was just kind of let down. And maybe that's my fault for having really high expectations.
It is.
But the drop...
It is all your fault.
Wow.
No.
And, you know, for me, maybe it's because I had these super high expectations. Oh, my God, my AirPods are dying.
It's fine.
This song is a hype song. Like, this is a cool song. And he did a low bass dropout right before the chorus. And the buildup to the chorus is what, like, makes the song, like, super energetic. And it just really ruins the flow of the song. I loved the video. The video was fantastic as fuck. There were bright colors, cool hip-hop vibe and aesthetics. I'm a slut for neon. This video had a lot of that. And
can attest.
Yeah, I love neon shit. But and I've played this collab a few times just for, like, the numbers and streaming purposes. But I was really let down, so
no.
It is what it is. One other one I want to hit real quick that you haven't listened to is Jung Se-woon. I loved this. I tried not to share K-pop on my Facebook profile because, like, I don't really have a lot of K-pop fans that I can't just fangirl on Twitter with.
On Facebook. She means on
Facebook. Yeah, on Facebook. And so...
You shared this on Facebook?
I did.
Oh.
The lyrics were super gorgeous, and I typed out the English version of the lyrics in the caption for the video, because they're so encouraging. Like, the lyrics are, "The night grows deeper, don't worry, from that point you will shine." And the whole song is about, like, moving on past being sad, and that you will make it through, and that not everything completely sucks. So, I thought it was... Right. I thought it was just a super great feel to it. And his voice is just really sultry and sexy.
Who is this kid?
I don't know. What's he do? I don't know, but... There wasn't a ton.
Who are you? Who are you? Who is this? What's he gonna do?
I am not throwing away my shot.
Shot.
And so there wasn't a ton of complexity to the song, but damn, it made me feel better.
And that is what music is.
It is. It really is what music is. So did you erase the other ones that you had put notes in for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
Sorry, Cherry Bullet.
Sorry. Cherry Bullet. Sorry. And then,
sorry, One Us.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't impressed with One Us, so.
It was, well, let's just talk about it just real quick. Okay. They came out with a song called No Diggity.
I like and the way first you work of all, it.
Exactly, the entire American population was like, okay, pitch perfect, let's do this, I know it.
And then it
wasn't anything like that. Didn't even have the bass from, like, Dr. Dre's No Diggity. That is Dr. Dre, right?
Yes.
Right. And it didn't even
I'm impressed with you for knowing that.
Thank you. The general bass line, or not even like the same notes or anything. So I'm like, where did they get the No Diggity from? And then he's wearing this weird cage thing on his face. And
yeah, that was weird.
I did not enjoy that title track. But as I've said multiple times, I did listen to the whole album. The rest of the album is pretty good, and it's nothing like the title track is like an outlier. Nothing else sounds like that. Everything else sounds really good, and specifically their song IPU. Oh, very good. Stream that instead. And then Cherry Bullet. Song so much. I just couldn't.
You gave it a shot.
I tried so hard.
I also anyway. Haven't really ever been a fan of anything Cherry Bullet's put out either.
I can't remember off the top of my head anything they have put out, except the fact that their light stick is a gun.
It is. Have you, I want to sidebar real quick and put a pin in our conversation. Have you seen Dreamcatcher's light stick they're coming out with?
You sent it to me. Yes. At like 6 a.m.
Yes. It's a fucking wizard staff.
It is, and I want one. I don't own a light stick, and I want light that to sticks. Be my first.
And they're selling a witch's robe with it as well.
Yeah. Like, Dreamcatcher's not playing around.
They have committed to a theme. And I really appreciate it. They had a comeback come out today as recording this, but we're probably going to have to hit it next time we talk about comebacks.
I haven't listened to it, but oh, Soyeon with Seon with her blonde hair is...
I love Dreamcatcher. But that was a pin on Cherry Bullet's weird light stick. And, you know, we've talked about weird light sticks, as in Golden Child has a bowling pin.
It's a bowling pin.
So, but that's a great segue into talking about Golden Child.
Gulcha.
See what I did there? Do you see what I did there? We're in the fire. Can you be fire? Yeah. 너의 슬픔들을 태워 하얗게. 저는 다가서. We're in the fire. You're gonna be fire. 불꽃이 닿고 나를 갇혀 위로. Hey. movie.
It was really good. Fine, I'll get into Golden Child.
Hell
fine,
yeah, you it. Will.
I'll do it because they gave me Train to Busan, and I need to commit to that.
God, they are just so good. Their vocals never cease to amaze me.
I am also very impressed.
And this, like, if you've ever considered giving Golden Child a chance, I really think Wannabe was the era you should have done that, but this is a great era to get into Golden Child. The zombies were not cringy zombies.
No, they were, you know, Train to Busan zombies.
They were so good, and the song was so good. The whole their mini album, because we're back on mini albums, was fan-freaking-tastic.
It was good. It was good. Like, I saved one.
You saved, like, two, I think. I thought you had said.
Yeah.
But, like...
The title track, and then...
Milky Way.
And Milky Way. There it is.
Which, I'm not surprised Milky Way was their ballad.
You know, don't come at me.
I love you. Say it back.
I love you, too.
Breathe, and I know you didn't like Breathe. Breathe felt like really old school K-pop to me. And
that's why I didn't like it.
I've been missing that. Like, I miss the old school K-pop so much.
Which is why she liked it.
And God, I loved it. It gave me a vibe I've hardcore needed lately. Oh, it was so good. God, Golden Child is so good.
Golcha.
Stan, Golden Child.
What's their fandom name?
Goldenness.
Oh, come on, guys.
So
the fandom names are getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, a little ridiculous.
You know. We can't all be XOL. Of course, like, I think they've always been ridiculous. Like, I know we call GOT7 fans Agase, but...
No, it's IGOT7.
Yeah, it's IGOT7.
That wasn't good either.
So... And I mean, XO just gave us XOL.
Also not good. Like, just not good.
So, this is why...
Then again, what are good fandom names?
Starlight is Vix's. I like that one.
I think A-Tiny is good. A-teeny. Because it uses...
It's A-teeny.
Whatever. Because it's specifically, you know, whose it is.
Right.
A-T's A-teeny. But, like, if I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm a universe.
That's cute.
No, who is it?
It's Pentagon.
Who is that? Yeah, but nobody knows that.
They should. Everybody should stand Pentagon forever. I mean, I like Big Bang's. We're called VIP.
That's a good one. I agree with that.
I mean, you got Super Junior that calls us Elf.
Elf. That's creative, though.
Everlasting Friends. I don't remember what it stands for. Everlasting Friends.
A Show Walls.
Oh, Show Walls is okay.
Rev Love. At least I know who it is.
Yeah. Monbeeb.
Mombeeb.
You at least know who it is. And then ARMY's just made a name for themselves that...
True. God. You know what I've been thinking recently?
What have you been thinking recently?
Like, I think the only reason that Americans who aren't into K-pop have embraced the ARMY is because of the name.
Like,
if they had been called... If they had been called anything, like Universe, for example, do you think the American media would be like... And your massive following, the universe, how do you feel about them? Like, I don't think it would have made as much impact as the fact that we're calling it ARMY. Because they are an ARMY, because they are militant.
You know, but, you're not wrong.
And so,
give you that I just, one.
I just think about it. I'm just like, do you think if it had gone down any other way, it would have worked? Do
we Probably think? Not. Probably not.
But sorry, that's just side, that's okay. You know, thoughts
just,
that I have.
We just went off on fandom that's names.
Fine. Oh, you know what? I also like Stay. Stray Kids.
Stay is good. I like you make Stray Kids Stay. I think that's super cute how they incorporate that. I think In Citizen isn't great. I really quick want to shout out Amaris for being one of our sponsors today. Amaris is a local K-pop shop here in San Antonio. However, they do ship nationwide. So they have a ton of really cool stuff. It's not limited to just albums and K-pop merch. They also do some anime stuff. They do just some really cute things.
I bought some BT21 notebooks from them. They're very cute.
They are very cute. Super cute. And so visit their website. I Love Amaris. AMARIS is how you spell that. So it's iloveamaris.com. Check out their stock. It's locally owned, so it's not a chain store. It's not anything that you're going to be dealing with, you know, overpriced, ridiculous stuff. So definitely check them out.
They're who I'm going to get my dream catcher nightstick through.
Nightstick.
You know what? It is a nightstick. That was like a Freudian slip, but it's true.
Dreams catcher nightstick.
That's what I'm going to call it.
But yeah.
Once you get it for me.
But yeah, thank you, Amaris, for sponsoring this episode. And please go check them out. They're really great. They're great people. So
thanks for sponsoring this video.
Thank you for sponsoring. It's not a video. Thank you. You want to try that again?
Nope. We're going to leave it in.
Okay. All right. Cool. So let's talk about a couple things real quick. I just want to touch base on news that makes Abby beyond happy. It makes me happy too, but
Kyungsu's
this is
back.
Kyungsu is back from his military.
Kyungsu
was Abby's like OG bias in K-pop.
OG, he is my current alt.
I thought Yoongi was your current alt.
I have two.
That's fair. That's fair. I have five, so you're allowed to have two.
I have two, and they have remained constant since I started this shit. There is two.
You are correct. They have stayed constant. So Kyungsu is back from his military enlistment. He's already said in a V Live that he did with Seon that he's already working on things. So,
and he's set to start filming a new movie called The Moon in the next coming months. So he's already gone back to the acting. My question now for SM is, how you gonna make him stay?
That's a fair question.
Because he's definitely not gonna want to stay.
Nope.
None of them are.
No.
Even Suho, who is like
nothing last year.
dedicated by blood to SM. He's like, nah.
I just need Suho to buy out SM and take over.
That'd be great.
Like,
probably doesn't make any money, but that'd be great.
I need Suho to become the new CEO of SM Entertainment.
Okay. That'd be great. If you could just get on that.
How do we make that happen?
Kim Jin-myeon?
Do it. Speaking of people leaving their management companies.
Segue.
Did
you see what we did there?
We've done all right with the segues today.
There haven't even been any puns. I'm slacking.
It's you are early. Slacking. It is early. It's we are recording early. This in the morning. So let's talk about GOT7. So
Girls.
Yeah, so that was their debut song.
Oh, sorry. What?
Yeah. It was an interesting debut song, but this was back in the era. It was in 2014. They debuted in January 2014 when K-pop was like hip-hop heavy. Because you have K-hip-hop, and then K-pop went through that phase where they really tried it, where they really tried it.
They tried to be, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we ran into it with BTS when they debuted. But GOT7 is a 7-member boy group consisting of the leader, JB, and then members Mark, Jackson, Jin-young, Young-jae, Bam-bam, and Yoo-gyum. We've talked about them multiple times on this show. We all know I love Mark Twan, and we all know Abby loves to make fun of his neck.
He has a really long-ass neck.
They've had an incredible career. GOT7, I feel like, is one of the pioneers that brought K-pop to America. And I know that's a bold statement, but I stand by it.
It's actually backed up by fact. Besides Psy, they were the first ones to make it onto the Billboard 100.
So that's a huge deal. That's a really huge deal. They've had 32 Korean and Japanese music videos in 7 years. That's a lot.
Yeah.
They've had 58 charted songs.
Damn. Five, and they had, what, seven albums go platinum?
I think so.
No. Yeah, certified platinum. Yeah.
So, because they've had 5 studio albums, but also 15 of their EP/mini albums.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very likely that seven of them did that, which is interesting that they've got 7 and they've had 7. And so they've had 22 singles, and none of those numbers include their unit projects like Just Two or their solo works like Team Wang or their acting mm-hmm. careers.
Like Junyoung.
They've just been a powerhouse name in the K-pop industry for 7 years. Another 7.
See, the thing that I've always wondered is, do you think that since they were first, calm down, ARMY, calm down. Since they were first, do you think that if JYP had just supported them, had just listened to them, had just invested in them, that they would have been as big as BTS?
Oh, absolutely.
Because my thinking is, the fan base is here in the US, and back in 2014, none of those entertainment agencies were interested in the US because they didn't think it was there, which is fine. However, Big Hit was the only entertainment agency to actually back up their artists' interests. And we've seen it multiple times. YG doesn't do it. Fuck YG. Cube doesn't do it. Fuck Cube. Fuck, like, all of them. And even probably sometimes fuck Big Hit. However, they were the first to actually support their artists in the way that made them succeed like they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so my thinking, again, you know, at 2 a.m. when I'm thinking, why is it called ARMY, is would GOT7 have been there already if JYP had just done their fucking job?
I'm going to say yes.
I think so. They had the foundation. They could have done it.
And I think it's the same thing with EXO. If SM had done their jobs.
Exactly.
Like, we would have had way more K-pop blow up in the US than just BTS. And especially mm-hmm. considering BTS almost disbanded in 2017.
Right.
I think it makes, you know, a huge difference when groups listen to their artists. And so
when agencies
listen to their artists. And so I don't know. It's hard to say how I'm feeling about this, cuz I think deep down we all anticipated it. It was a long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
They've been shoved to the side by JYPE.
Which doesn't make any sense because per their financial documents, GOT7 is their moneymaker.
Exactly.
They always have been. So why did you do this? You've shot yourself in the foot.
But look at SM with EXO. Anytime EXO comes back, they have SM Entertainment has their most profitable quarters. And
again, they shoot themselves in the foot.
I like NCT. I've loved them for a long time. I've supported them. But they don't have the same impact that EXO has.
It's because NCT is confusing and EXO is not.
That's fair. They tried with their concept.
I say that with love.
I know you do. But, you know, it's just Agase. The fandom name is IGOT7, but the boys call them Agase, mm-hmm. and we've just stuck to it. And they call them, it means little birds. And it's so cute because in a lot of their music videos, you'll see birds because they like to give, you know, their fandom that little shout out. But, you know, we've all joked about how we couldn't wait for the boys to not be under JYP's evil thumb. But now we're here mm-hmm. and we're all just like a little shook. I am not shook.
I am thankful. I am happy. I'm elated. Like, it's like when Suga had surgery and everybody was freaking out. I'm like, what's wrong with this?
He needs
surgery. Dude's finally not going to be in pain. Why are you sad?
And I mean, like, I get it. I think the blow comes from the fact that it's not just certain members leaving. It's all of them. Because, like, I agree. Like, yes, let them do their own thing.
Run.
Mark.
Run out of that agency.
Mark is already about to drop a song. Which is interesting because he was the one that hasn't signed with another agency yet.
He probably has had this song for a while and was like, hey, can I put this out? And they're like, no. And he's like, so can I put it out now? And they're like, no. And so finally he said, okay, fuck y'all, I'm gonna put it out.
And I think that, you know, because Yugyeom has signed with AOMG. Youngjae and JB signed with Sublime. So Jinyoung is rumored to be signing with BH Entertainment Agency. And then, of course, Jackson is going to focus on Team Wang.
Team Wang.
And he does have his work with 88 Rising. Bam Bam is going to focus on Thailand and apparently rumoring a Western debut.
I wonder, I don't know very much about Thai anything. And so I wonder how popular Bam Bam actually is in Thailand. Probably he's huge. Very, right?
He has his own restaurant and
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So he focuses on Thailand a lot, even though K-pop doesn't really do a lot in Thailand.
We won't touch on that Asian hierarchy today.
And so, but he does a lot for Thailand. And Mark is also working on a YouTube channel.
Good.
But there a contract was signed that JYP cannot use the GOT7 name or trademark anymore. And so the guys have promised, like, they've gone on, and they keep posting on social media about how they will return as GOT7. And so I think that was a big relief. I think it's just
Jinyoung
said
at the their award show when they won this last album of the year, he said, "We'll continue to make great music," and that's just, like, what, 24 hours before we found out about the disbandment. So he knew, and he was letting everybody else know.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, at that award show, when they won the award, they came out, like, skipping and looking the happiest GOT7 has looked in years.
Exactly.
So I think that, you know, it's just the – I think it was the initial shock of that things are going to be different now. And we know that they're all going to be doing some solo stuff before we probably get another GOT7, like, unit collaboration.
Which is not a bad thing.
No, it's not at all. And we know that JYP has constantly shit on JB and they wouldn't let him do his own work. And I watched a video the other day of JB and it's just like a compilation of JB just mean mugging JYP. Like, he was like, yeah, you know, he's a huge influence, and then would, like, make this, like, stank face. So, you know, and, like, it's funny because JYP and Bam Bam actually unfollowed each other on social media.
Yeah, I
and
saw
Bam
that
Bam
nonsense.
Was, like, tweeting with fans about it, like, making jokes, and they've all kind of, like, just kind of shit on JYP. Even Running Bros released, like, a picture with all of GOT7, and they were like, "Thank you for everything you've done," and they put a clown face emoji over JYP's face.
That's funny.
Like, everyone knows, but I joined the Agase fandom back in 2017. My first comeback
I joined
was...
last week.
You did. but my first comeback was You Are, and that entire 7x7 album, like, changed my world. It's a beautiful sky. It's one of the best albums in K-pop, in my opinion. And, you know, that was the, like, one of the JB songs that they let be a title track. So the dude's got talent, and JYP just shit on him.
JYP,
like,
continually shits on everyone, don't worry.
Accurate. But listening to You Are felt like I was flying. Which, no pun intended, considering they literally have a song called Fly.
I was about to say, what? That's the other song.
But this is one of my first and top favorite K-pop groups disbanding. And I just, although we knew it was coming, I hadn't mentally prepared myself for it, even though I should have. They were just one of the very first groups I ever dove into, and they will always have a huge special place in my heart. And as I was typing this script out, I was crying, so... I didn't cry while recording it like I thought I did, and I think it's because I've come to terms with it and understand that it's a good thing. So I will support all 7 members together, separate, a few of them, or solo, forever, and Agase.
So stay strong, Twice, Stray Kids, and ITZY.
Yeah.
You're about to get fucked.
And that's not to say Stay and Once are very powerful fandoms, but numbers don't lie at the end of the day.
True.
it's like with NCT and SM and EXO. Like, InCitizen are a very, very powerful fandom, but the numbers don't lie about how EXO
performs.
Yeah, about how EXO performs as a group numbers wise. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with GOT7. Don't be sad, Agase. Don't be sad.
I'm not sad.
I know you're not. Like I said,
don't be sad, Trinity.
I know. I think it was just that twinge of things are going to be different, and I don't like different. I don't like change.
That there's nothing to be scared of. Do we need to have a therapy session? Change is nothing to be scared of. Ladies and gentlemen, just because things are different doesn't mean they're bad. Says the person who hasn't changed anything in like 15 years. That's okay.
Abby, what do you have anything else you want to talk about this week? Epic High was really good. I did want to touch on that. I forgot to touch on that.
I haven't listened to the whole album yet. I will do that today.
Also, real quick, because I'm on the topic of Epic High, I need Eric Nam fans to chill the fuck out.
What?
And we know I am one of the main Eric Nam fans in this world. But Tableau from Epic High had everybody text Eric Nam lyrics from Rosario. And it was hilarious because Eric Nam tweeted, he's like, what did I do to you? Why am I getting these aggressive text messages? And Eric Nam stans were like, stop texting him. It's not funny. Stop. And I'm like, first of all, he and Tableau are literally friends. Eric Nam's brother is like created the management company that now manages Epic High. And it's like, chill out. It was a joke. Like, there's no reason to go that hard. My friend Taylor was super stoked because Tableau from Epic High retweeted her because she was like, Tableau, just tell me when to hit send. And she had typed out lyrics to her mom. And Tableau was like, don't text your mom Epic High lyrics. But, like, then an Eric Nam fan like popped off on Taylor and she was like, hello, I also stan Eric Nam. It was a joke. Like, this was just a prank. We were told to do it. And Eric Nam's not actually mad about it.
I get it. I get that you're protective. And I get that most of the time there is needs to be protective. But calm
this
down.
Was not one of those
calm
times.
Down. We crossed the line like a lot of the issues right now in fan fiction is like tagging. And I'm like, we've crossed the line from safety to preference a long time ago. So Everybody needs to just calm down.
It was a lot, but yes. The song itself was fantastic. It was Epic High, CL, and Zico. Mm-hmm. I love Zico.
I agree.
I love CL. I like Epic High. I really liked it, but I just wanted to touch on that real quick. What do you want to talk about? Do you have anything to talk about?
I just have a quick lesser person spotlight that I...
Ooh, do it.
Yeah. It's for an artist called Susan. Yes, she's Korean.
Susan.
She came out recently with a song called Amateur Lover. It's very good. It's very R&B. You should all check it out. And we should all embrace more than just K-pop.
Thank you guys so much for giving us your time and for listening to us talk. If you... follow us on Twitter. We are at K-Pop Parade, KPOPARADE. Abby is fantastic about tweeting videos of the day and mashups mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can always interact with us on there. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know what you liked about this episode or your opinions on things like GOT7 and comebacks. We are always interested to hear what you have to say. And have a great day.
Yeah, do that.
Have a really good day or night, depending on what time you're listening to this at.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you again, and we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.